All right, Bruce. Yeah, thank you. Good morning. The old man's a bit dizzy today. Not very stable, I'm afraid, but never mind. I've actually brought my walking stick. And the first thing I'd like to do is to welcome Nicola, who's joined us today. Good to have you. Hope you feel at home with us. We're just an ordinary blokes, you know, ladies, aren't we? We're going to start in a moment. Today, all these songs are Advent songs or hymns because today is Advent Sunday, the first Sunday in Advent, and we've got the candles, thanks to Rita, who always does this for us. So we'll ask Rita, I think, therefore, to light the first one for us, dear. Yes.
To use the line, so you'd be okay. So, four candles, or no, five candles.
And so over to Richard and Julie. Thank you.
Good morning. So it's
Good morning.
good to be together again and come and worship Jesus, and a particularly exciting time of year as we prepare for his coming in more ways than one. So we're going to start with O Come, Emmanuel.
And now let us come to our Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your love and care for all people, we bring you our prayers for the world. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have power to bring change for the better and to renew hope. We pray for our country, for those in leadership who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice. We pray for those who teach and those who heal. We pray for all who serve the community. We pray for people in need, those for whom life is a bitter struggle, those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, by pain or disability, by discouragement or fear, by shame or rejection. We pray, Lord, for those in the circle of friendship and love around us, for children, for parents, for sisters, for brothers, for friends, and for neighbors, and for those especially in our thoughts today. And Lord, we want to pray especially for Jenny Reese's friend, currently in Torbay Hospital and waiting for a triple bypass. Lord, we pray we'll be with her, for she's now been told she has to go to London for the bypass. They're going to take her, but when the operation is over, she's got to find her own way back from London to home. So, Lord, be with her. Be with her family and friends, and may the operation be a great success. Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Stephen. We pray for Rachel. We pray for Nicola. We pray for Brian. Sarah Jane. Oh, I should remember, shouldn't I? We pray for Sarah Jane. We pray for Paul. We pray for Graham. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Eunice. We pray for Rita. We pray for Jean and for her husband, Stuart. We pray for Sarah. We pray for Deborah. We pray for myself. Lord, be with us. We have no secrets from you. But Lord, we know that you love us. And we thank you that we can rely on you. We can trust in your promises. We pray for the church in its stand with the poor, in its love for outcast and the shamed, in its service for the sick and neglected, in its proclamation of the gospel in this land and indeed here in this place. Eternal God, Hear these our prayers, the spoken and the silent, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all praise and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
So, as we await Jesus' coming, we're going to sing, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus.
To our reading for this morning. Jean's going to share it with us, and she hasn't had long to prepare because I didn't give it until this morning. Forgive me.
All right. The reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
So as we lift the Lord in praise, we're going to sing Hail to the Lord's Anointed.
Hail to the Lord's Anointed.
For the next few weeks, we will be singing what I presume will be your favourite carols. December 4th, 11th, 18th, when we're going to have our own here service of carols and readings. And on the 25th, Christmas Day this year, is a Sunday, and we'll be meeting together then. But also to remind you that on the 16th of December, of Friday here in the pub. In the big larger part, there is going to be a special carol service. The pub asked us to do this over the last few years, and it's a good opportunity for us to get more people involved. It's a way of spreading God's love to people that might not have thought about Christmas or even thought about there being a God at all. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and there are leaflets available on the table. If you want to take them and give them to friends, then please do so. The other notice I wanted to share is about the Samaritan Fund, which is the fund that we use to help people in desperate need of one kind or another. Just to tell you that the fund for that, special gifts from people for the Samaritan Fund, goes into our church fund, but we do need to know what it's for, because of course there is a special column in our accounts for the Samaritan Fund, and we must make sure that what's given for that fund is used for that fund. So I just share that with you. The message today I've called, Are We Prepared? Are we prepared for Christmas? Often, Eunice and I buy our Christmas cards in the summer. I think we've probably got lots of spare ones this year, but we certainly haven't bought any, not as yet. So how prepared are we? I don't know. But that's not the main thing, is it? Are we prepared to celebrate the coming of Jesus into this world? Share with you from the reading. The angel said, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Welcome, sir. Great to have you. Your name is? Daniel. Lovely to have you, Daniel. So, are we prepared? You know, our world is changing at an alarming rate. People are under tremendous stress to keep up with the rapid change that is happening. Many changes are for the better and have long been needed. Some changes seem to bring more problems than they solve. We find it difficult to accept some changes, however good they may be. But although almost everywhere we look, we can see change. The old message, today in the town of David, a Saviour is born, and he is Christ the Lord, is still surely the very heart of Christmas. And that message can neither be changed or quite forgotten. We all experience the Christmas rush. The traffic is terrible. Often we can't find a parking place. The shops are crowded. And even when we get inside, often we cannot think of what we want to give to our loved ones. Maybe there's nothing in the shop that they need. But what about love? What about friendship? What about understanding? What about kindness? What about giving a helping hand, a smile, or maybe even a prayer? We all need these things, and happy are they who receive them. What a wonderful opportunity we have of sharing those things with others. Now, Christmas, for many, can be a difficult time. For example, the loss of a loved one brings loneliness and emptiness for at least the first few Christmases without the person we loved. Then there is the housebound. the sick, the poor, the families where one or other parent has left the family home. Then there's the homeless. Then there are these wonderful food banks. Looking further afield, there is suffering and abuse in many parts of our world. How I hope and pray that the Christmas spirit of giving will result in more people offering some kind of support to the need and to the suffering persons in this world. And that this spirit of giving might continue, not just at Christmas, but all the year round. Jesus said this, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine," he said, "you did it for me." There's a challenge. Coming back to our own Christmases, let's not complain that Christmas has become commercialized. Because, you know, our Christmases cannot become commercialized unless we make it so. Let's not claim that Christmas only belongs to children, because then we miss so much. Perhaps we have even been guilty of saying, "I cannot feel the Christmas spirit this year." How foolish that is. It's a wonderful time, and it's a wonderful thing that we remember and celebrate. You know, if we say we cannot gain the Christmas spirit, it means that we are saying we feel no joy that Jesus came into this world. Or perhaps we're saying his presence in the world is not a reality to us. In the past, on Christmas Eve, some families used to gather together and sing carols, or turn on the radio and join in singing the carols that were broadcast. Lovely carols like "Silent Night, Holy Night," that was one of the favourites. But maybe we need to sit down and to read all over again the truth of the Christmas message. I love Christmas, and I thank God for it. It seems that at Christmas time, people are more lovable. If only that went through the year. So much for Christmas now, and even back into our childhood. But what about Christmas then? Right at the beginning, we go back to the time of Joseph and Mary. An angel appears to Mary and says in Luke 1, "But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.'" "How will this be, Mary?" asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." And here it comes, "For nothing is impossible with God." And so Mary says, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. Previously, an angel had appeared to Zechariah to tell him that his wife was to have a child who would become John the Baptist and prepare for the people for the coming of Jesus. But Zechariah would not believe it because of his age of his wife and himself. Please notice the difference between Zechariah and Mary. Zechariah did not have sufficient faith to believe that God would do this. But Mary, in faith, said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." In other words, Zechariah shows disbelief. Mary is confused. You know, how we need to believe those words in Luke 1:37. Said it already, say it again. "For nothing is impossible with God." The old me was very shy, and I wouldn't stand up and speak in public, certainly not. I started in an office, went and became a youth leader, but I was very much in the background. And then, a remarkable thing happened, and God called me into the ministry. My own mother-in-law said, "Oh no, this is not for you." My friends, nothing is impossible with God, and my own testimony proves that. It's not me, it's the Spirit working in me. Christmas means the beginning of Christianity. It's the second chance for the world. It is the hope for peace, and it is the only way. The promise of the angels that they sang is most wonderful promise that we perhaps have ever heard. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men and women. This is God's promise of what one day will come to pass. The way of mankind leads to nowhere, but the way of God is the way of the one who was born in Bethlehem. For it was, let's be honest, Jesus who said this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father except through me." In a world that seems not only to be changing, but even to be dissolving, there are some tens of millions of us who want Christmas to be the same, with the same old greeting, "Merry Christmas." We long for the abiding of love among people of goodwill, which this season brings. We want surely to hold on to the old customs and traditions, because they surely strengthen our family ties. They bind us to our friends. They make us one with all mankind for whom Christ was born. And they bring us back again to God, who gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a gift Jesus brings. So let us enter the spirit of Christmas, that we might open our hearts to the Lord Jesus, claim him as our Saviour and as our Lord, and as the King who truly reigns in our hearts, remembering that with God nothing is impossible. So let us get out there and share the truth of the Christmas gift, and to him alone be the glory. Amen.
So we're going to conclude the service after that wonderful message with "Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour Comes."
Bruce, I'm going to ask you, to ask you, as we've got plenty of time left, would you mind if we sing a song that we sang last night in our little group? It's "Come and Join the Celebration," and I just thought it'd be lovely to end the service on it. We'll sing it, and then if people want to join in the chorus, is that okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe ask
two of the other services, but
yes, that's okay. And I'm going to ask Jilly to say a little bit about it in between the two songs and hymns as well. I've just dropped it on
impression.
So, "Hark the Glad Sound."
Sound the
So you can bring the words up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. So apparently we are going to sing Come and Join the Celebration, which I think we are singing a couple of other Sundays and at the carol singing. But it's a great song and was written by almost one of our very own in Brixham. So we're celebrating that too. But most of all, we're celebrating Jesus. So hopefully you'll know some of the words.
I'm putting the words up on here so that we in the corner can see it, sing
well,
it.
Thank you very much. Mix it.
Wrong one. That's sorry. A good start, isn't it?
Oh, sorry about that. That's my fault.
You're in the Christmas folder.
Better get in the Christmas folder. We've been for a few weeks now.
Oh, is there room?
It's my new
job. Sing it without. Yes,
I'll have that.
That's the one.
Not going out yet.
Feel free to stand. And
come and join the celebration, it's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation, we're going all today. Welcome to the celebration.
Right. Can we join together in a circle and say the grace together?
Grace,
our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the Holy
Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.